Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. Once again, I have Bob from Trading Genius. You're a reoccurring guest on my show, Bob, and honestly, you're always trying to give us the scoop on what's happening in the market. Look, everything looks grim. I'm hearing from different sources that this is going to get really bad leading into the midterms. I'm also hearing from people it's kind of going to just fizzle out right about now and then pick up again right after the midterms. It's confusing. And I think who better to go to than you with Trading Genius, Bob Kudla. Did I say that right? Is it Bob Kudla, right?
Hey, you're one of the few people. You got it right.
Ian had to like correct me a few times. But listen, we don't know what to think. I mean, things look really grim. It looks really dark right now. We know they're trying to take us to the Great Reset. We know these things are coming. And I know they're only going to gradually, if not spontaneously, just get worse. What do we have to look forward to coming into the midterms?
Yeah, so, probabilities tell us, and the market action tells us, that probably the June low is going to hold into the election. Okay,
so where we're at right now is going to hold.
Yeah, likely to hold. And worst case scenario, let's say I'm wrong. Worst case scenario will take us down to 10% below where we were at the June low. But we're playing it for the June low is the low into the election. So our view is this, is that the Democrats want to salvage as much of this midterm as they possibly can. So they're doing everything they possibly can to suppress oil prices, to suppress that CPI number. But they're still going to get their heads handed to them in November. But I'm going on that assumption, and that Republicans will sweep both houses. After that, the Biden represents the elitist view, and
globalist.
I think the Federal Reserve will then punish us, okay, to punish us for voting Republican going into the presidential election, because that's all the marbles, okay? They don't care about the midterms as much as if they get the president again for another 4 years, they get to control all the Supreme Court votes. So our view is lows in June, we get to November, Republican sweep, and then we get punished. And that's when the real recession is going to hit. And that'll drive us down for the next 9 months or so. And it'll take the stock market down, probably another 30% from where it closes before the election. So we're going to push down eventually. If I'm right and we hold, we'll push down to 3,200. If I'm wrong, we push down and climb back up. We're going to go down into the high 2000s area, like 2,800 on in the stock market. So
hold on, Bob. If I get this straight, you're saying right after the sweep, which we can expect, is what everyone's expecting. It should happen, but anything can happen. You're saying they're going to punish us.
I think then the Federal Reserve will do what they want to do here and drive everybody into the bond market and everybody out of the stock market. And so then the government can have more control over our lives. But in the meantime, we have 6 months. I think we're going to be able to pull up higher in the market. We're already seeing it. We had an awesome day today. We're talking today on the 21st. Market was up, S&P 500 was up 100 points and probably going to push into the end of the quarter higher just because too many people were positioned for Armageddon. Not going to happen. Derivatives will tell us it'll push higher. Oil prices seasonally actually go down 2 days. So it'll go down into September. So as a trader, I'm looking for up for the next 2 to 3 weeks. The next 2 to 3 weeks after that, kind of calm. Fed's going to raise 75 basis points again, but it's expected. CPI and PPI are going to probably balance out here a little bit, and then they'll say, let's wait and see till after the election. In September, they won't do anything. That November meeting they have, I think they'll try to raise again, unless we're already in a recession. So it's kind of really weird. We're going to go into recession, Dave, this year. So we already have one quarter down. Q2 is likely to be down at best flat. Q3 will be down. Stock market, the companies aren't making that much money. And you see now Walmart and Target and Costco, they all bought a bunch of stuff people can't afford anymore. So those things are going to go on sale. So it's going to make the CPI number look better. Oil's going to go down just because we're actually, believe it or not, supply is rising in the United States. Okay. Despite what the Biden administration is trying to do, people are pumping oil now. It's going to balance. And so if oil holds over $95 a barrel, then it's going to go up higher again. If it falls again, we're going into deflation. So our view is we're starting to take our energy names off. It was an awesome run. We made a lot of money on it. Except for natural gas and uranium are going to be fine. They're going to keep grinding because Europe is out of natural gas, completely out. And we're pumping it. We're putting it on ships and we're sending it over there, and it's going to keep on going. Shipping's going to be good. Food stocks are going to be good. Bad for us, good for us in trading it. But food in 2020, so 2023 and 2024, then Dave, I'll join you in being as negative as you can be, because I think 2023, 2024 is going to be tough year. Everybody, look, I'm doing remodeling on my house. I'm done. When I'm done, this is like my forever home. I'm not going to sink another $100K into this home.
Right, right.
So the contractors are going to start looking for more and more work. It's going to be a problem for them, too. And then housing.
The building of new homes is just going to come to a halt next year, probably, huh?
Come to a halt. So housing is 20% of the GDP. Look, sales are plummeting. You know, if you own a home, you're stuck in the home because you can't sell the home. If you don't own a home, it's still too expensive. You can't buy a home. So we're kind of like trapped. And I call this the inflationary depression, where prices are high enough that nobody can afford anything. So even if it flattens out, it's going to get worse. So we're going to have some sort of come to Jesus moment in the economy, but not till after the election. Okay.
But this is kind of where they're steering us into the Great Reset. They want this kind of financial Armageddon, right?
Yeah. Look,
are we going there whether we like it or not?
You can't. The technology is putting us in a situation where they're going to do digital currency. They're all of a sudden Powell's talking about accelerating it, right? Because they probably figure, shoot, Biden's going to go off the ranch somewhere, and we better get this thing in before we get hostile.
In other words, they're doing warp speed. They're hurrying up the agenda.
They have to, for they're going to run out of runway. I still think they'll run out of runway. I don't think this is going to work this time. I think next time they do it, it will. But look, they want digital currency. Look, I could pitch it for them, right? I can get rid of crime, right? I can get rid of theft. I can raise more tax revenue, right? But, the downside of it is that you and I are talking. They don't like what we say. Guess what? We can't access our checking account because you got some woke dope. And they're just turning off, yours and my systems. And that, I think that's what the Great Reset
is. Whoa. Wait, you see that coming with the digital currency where they'll just say they don't like something I'm saying or you're saying, and they just turn us off like they do, how they deplatform people and all that. They'll do the same with our currency.
Well, that's what they do in China now. Yeah. You see what happened in China. People were protesting a bank run, and they turned off the QR code so they couldn't get on any of the trains or subway or mass transit for health reasons. I don't know. Dave, I'm supposed to be the optimist here.
All right.
You can't worry about it. So you can only
worry about it. I mean, how close do you think we are from it?
We're still a decade away. They can't. They.
Look, I don't know about that one.
Yeah,
I think we're closer.
Yeah,
my dog.
See, your dog agrees with you. He said, "Dave, things are going to get rough."
So what do people do today?
Yeah, well, look, that's not here yet. So, you know, you have to outrun, you have to outrun inflation. So we're just still buying the inflation trade still on until it's not. And then when you go from the inflation trade, you go to the deflation trade. That's the trade we take. And then, you know, look, then we'll see where the chips fall when they fall, you know? So, you know, look, Europe may fall apart before all this. All right. Europe literally, and Japan is imploding right now. So these guys are running out of runway, Dave. I'm just saying, I don't think these guys are omnipotent. People give these guys way too much credit. All they do is they push things. Japan's losing control of their bond market. Okay. And if they lose control of their bond market, that's good for gold and silver miners. All right. Europe is a hot mess. Okay. They relied on one country to provide their energy. One. And that country, then they decided to pick a war with them.
Yeah.
I mean, how stupid is that? And so they're in big trouble. So these guys may have their hands full trying to deal with two.
Do you think just the NATO countries, or do you think like Russia, India, and all them are going in different direction?
They already decided to go a different direction.
So are they going to, you know, they're going to be prospering as the rest, you know, fall away?
I don't know. Look, I think Europe is screwed. Okay. So Europe is screwed, but you know, the Middle East has oil, Russia has oil, India has tech, India's lining something. India's playing it the smart way, getting their commodities from Russia and having a relationship with the US. Okay. But look, the Five Eyes countries are going to be fine. That's why England broke away from Europe. We're going back to the Five Eyes. I call it Five Eyes plus II. So you got United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, right? The US. And then you have India and Israel. Okay. That's America's tightest friends. Then you have Japan, right? Japan, Korea are in there. Then you got Brazil kind of floating on their own. Tons of commodities, not a problem. Russia is weird because they have a lot of commodities, but it's a klepto state, right? So they can never, ever compete with us long term because people just steal everything that comes in.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
You know, so look, they're having a hard time beating Ukraine in a war.
Right.
And, you know, if they went up against NATO equipment and NATO trained personnel, they couldn't just be carpet bombing Ukraine. That's what they're doing. They're just lining up artillery pieces end to end and just basically, you know, destroying the earth. I was a counter battery officer and a Marine Corps artillery officer. We'd have all those guys done in about a week. They wouldn't have any artillery left, you know, so they can't. That's Russia's only way of playing it. So what my point is that Russia is only going to be what Russia is going to be. And China, look, China is one famine away. China's having big problems, Dave. So these global elites, they may be fighting for their lives here. OK, so that's why I'm not too worried about them. I know what they want to do. I mean, look, any totalitarian doesn't want you and I to be sniping at them, right? They want to say they have their plan and they want to do it. Best way you control it. Look what they did. Pandemic was a run through. See if they can control, and then they're going to see if they can continue on. But look, they're having big problems. Look what happened to Macron. Macron just lost the majority in his parliament. Okay, so he's going to be distracted. And so barring any unforeseens, you know, I think the United States is shifting hard right. Okay. So I just think it's not as easy as it's going to be for them, but that also causes turmoil in the markets. So what I look at is, look, if oil's over $95 a barrel, we have the inflation trade on. Oil goes under $95 a barrel, we got the deflation trade on. And inflation trade, meaning they can't put the fertilizers on the ground, that means food prices are still going to be kind of ratcheting up. Okay. And so that's how we play it. I have to keep it simple because
I know. I get it, but I still have heard from other people, other sources, that this is a race really to the finish line, midterms being really the finish line. Like, we're going to see a lot happen between now and the midterms. And basically just a ruining of the economy, but you're disagreeing with that, huh?
Yeah, I think the United States economy is too dynamic for them unless the only thing that puts a fly in the ointment for me is here's a scenario that I worry about. They've been trying to pick a fight with Russia, pick a fight with Russia, pick a fight with Russia, and they finally goad Russia into attacking back. And then Biden turns around and declares a national emergency to try to take control of the economy to fight Russia.
Right.
And that's the only thing I can think of. But so far, Putin is not falling for it. They're trying to do it with Lithuania now, with Kaliningrad. You know, Russia can just ignore these guys, take what he takes in Ukraine, go down and take Kazakhstan, right? Now he controls the uranium markets for the world and the fertilizer markets of the world. Mm. So he has things he can do, but that's the only thing I can think of. Look, the monkeypox thing failed them, right? Because it affects a woke class of people.
Exactly.
And so they're not going to push that on. The January 6th is going nowhere.
Right. You know, so all narratives are basically failing.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, look, they're trying like heck. Okay. They're trying to get something to stick. So the only thing I can think they're going to try to do next is they're going to try to make it look like Biden's solving the problem. I'm getting oil prices down. We're getting CPI down. I'm for the people.
That makes sense. So you're saying they're going to start putting him in a good light.
Yeah, good light. And then in November, the light switches back off again. That's my working assumption.
And so you feel honestly that things are going to stabilize right now until November.
Yeah, I think we're going to get a big old chop. So you and I, our life's going to be we're going to be annoyed. Okay, but look, food crops in the ground are happening. So 23, enough food to eat. All right,
So you don't see food shortages?
Not this year, no.
No, next year you do.
Next year, I think, is a tremendous possibility, yeah.
Okay.
This year, you know, it's a normal supply chain stuff. All that stuff's stabilizing. We have only 9 ships outside of Long Beach now, Dave.
But what about all the processing plants and distribution centers burning down? I mean, that's pretty serious.
Yeah, those are what I call the spot kind of things. You know, we're too decentralized. You know, for this to really take hold. Look, I buy the food for the family, and I monitor this stuff pretty closely. And, you know, so far, you know, beef prices actually went down for a while. So, you know, so stuff's going to ebb and flow. Look, I think in 2024, they're not going to be able to put corn in the ground next year because I think fertilizer prices are going to be too high or not enough of it. And then that'll affect meat prices in 2024. And it'll affect everything else that goes with it. So I always tell people, look, plan for making sure you have a year's worth of food in 2024. Okay.
2024.
Yeah. So, well, yeah, for 2024 harvest. So we're looking at end of 2022. 23 is the problem. The problem doesn't solve itself to 2024. They're going to start producing enough fertilizer in Canada and the United States. We're ramping up production of fertilizer.
So could I say 2023 is the financial Armageddon?
Yeah, that's fair.
Oof.
Yeah, our low will come by the end of 2023. Stock market low. We'll be in a recession next year. We're in a recession regardless. So if Biden sweeps, they're gonna push things down and go for it. If the Republicans sweep, then they're going to put lockdown on the Biden agenda, and we're going to go into recession because nobody's going to want to give anybody an inch.
So there's no easy way out. There's no easy way out of this.
Yeah, but it's more like a detente. More like a detente. If the Democrats sweep, then we're in trouble. Okay, but if Republicans sweep, then we have detente. But in the meantime, look, I think everybody and their brother I talk to, whether they're Democrats, Republicans are like, we can't continue like this. We got to get these guys out of power. They're talking about plastic straws versus getting my oil prices down. I can't even go to work.
I know.
You know, so I think people are pretty pissed right now, Dave. Right. And I don't think the Democrats can overcome it.
Yeah, they're spending the tax dollars on this stupid J6 crap.
And nobody's watching. Nobody's watching. It's just like they just totally ignored it. So at least the good news is if the House goes Republican, at least we're going to get some good entertainment because we're going to be able to drag some of these clowns back in. At least those shows will be watchable. But in the meantime, the things you got to watch for, look, healthcare costs are pretty much what they've been doing. Rents are going to stabilize. Food prices are going to keep rising slowly, and energy prices are going to stabilize. That's my best view. And there's ways in which, you know, we're trading it. Look, we have algorithms, Dave, that look at this stuff, and we just follow where the money's flowing.
So we're in a safe zone till about mid to late 2023, in your opinion?
Yeah. So if the stock market goes below 3,600 on the S&P 500, Bob was wrong. Okay. And then we're going to drop.
But you're never wrong, Bob.
Yeah. Well, you know, if it was that easy, Dave, I'd be talking to you from my boat in Tahiti. But if people want to trade with us, if you don't mind me doing a quick plug, just come check us out. You know, we definitely do pretty well, and we definitely teach you how to trade. We have great tools, okay, so we can actually make you effective in an independent trader over time. We give you trades every day. I got people long going into this spike rally on Friday. I got people long into Tuesday. So some of these trades I make, you make one or two trades with each, pay for the whole year. So we put bundles together, 65% off. Anything non-bundled, Father's Day, 40% off. And we got some cool training. Like, you know, we have a bear market course now. People want to know how to navigate a bear market, which what we just had wasn't really a bear market. That was a spike down. Bear market goes for like 18 months. So whenever this thing pops, falls, that's the bear market. And crypto, we're showing people how to trade crypto too. And now there's a crypto bear short fund come out. So now there's ways in which you can hedge your crypto. So, you know, we're going to be able to show people how to manage the crypto market. And crypto for me is I'm Bitcoin, 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 Bitcoin. The alts are a little too scary. We got people out of the alts months ago.
Was the best place to trade Bitcoin, like Coinbase, apps like that? I mean, I'm new to this.
Yeah, you know, I mean, yeah, the big exchange. And if you don't live in the United States, then there's some other exchanges that, and you can actually short if you're overseas. But now that we have this Bitcoin short fund coming out from PowerShares or ProShares, you're going to be able I suspect there'll be a spot ETF versus a spot short ETF. So pretty soon you'll be able to short and trade crypto without getting on an exchange. But you can trade cryptos by going long and short Mara and Riot and MicroStrategies, Tesla and Coinbase. So you can use those as proxies as well. And we'll show you how to do all that stuff. But if you want the discount, you got to do it by Saturday. Just check with us. You know, I know we talk about stuff, and look, Dave's responsible to, you know, wake you guys up, you know, because most people, you know, we have to yell sometimes because people are complacent.
I'm the Pied Piper of the normies, Bob.
You are? Get them to that water. And but my job is to help you survive it from a financial standpoint. So, you know, I could be angry at the world, but if I see a trade, I'm taking it. Okay. Yeah, so until they shut the markets down, then you have opportunity. And look, during World War II, even in Germany, people made money. Okay. So, you know, it's not like, you know, the world has to truly end. A bomb has to literally drop on your head. So there's always going to be opportunities to make money. And, you know, and we'll show you how to do it. Remember, the rich people want to stay rich. And this is the only way you really can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, Bob, I appreciate you coming on. Is it cool if I name this video The Coming Financial Armageddon or The Financial Armageddon of 2023?
Yeah, sure.
All right, we'll go with that.
Yeah, I don't care.
All right, Bob, thank you so much for joining me, and let's keep in touch. I'll see you next month.
Yeah, I'll see you. Enjoy your nice, chilly summers there in Texas.
Yeah. All right, Bob, take it easy.
See you later.